Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Steve Boros. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is hit by the pitch. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Burton moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene fields it and throws to first for the out. Burton moves to third. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burton scores. Williams moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brock who is chasing the ball. Cepeda reaches third base with a triple. Mays goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Alou reaches second base with a double. Cepeda scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford takes first base on ball four. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Buell, and towards Rogers, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burton takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alou is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sanford takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. Boros is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Don Elston now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burton who is chasing the ball. Cepeda reaches third base with a triple. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boros scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haller for the out. Cepeda scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Schaefer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers bunts towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. Schaefer moves to second. One out. Merritt Raynou pinch hits for Don Elston. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schaefer scores. It's 6-2, Giants. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Burton takes first base on ball 4. Raynou moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Giants. Don Larson now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards third. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Matty Alou pinch hits for Don Larson. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0 for 3 in the game. Keane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Billy O'Dell pinch runs for Harvey Keane. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hobby, and towards Hubbs, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Alou scores. O'Dell moves to second. One out. It's 7-5, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs catches it and throws to second with Rogers covering, to double up O'Dell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Fisher now pitching. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 2 in the game. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs strikes out. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schaefer hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Boros moves to second. Don Landrum pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Brewer now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 triples. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Haller hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Burton who is chasing the ball. Alou reaches third base with a triple. Cepeda goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Giants. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 3 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou scores. It's 9-5, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pagan. The throw from Schaefer and he is out, Hubbs applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Burton strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Hubbs strikes out. There goes Boros. The throw from Haller to second, and Boros is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schaefer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 4 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 triples. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schaefer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schaefer strikes out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Leo Burke pinch hits for Jim Brewer. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.